Harriet, what's happening? Some breaking news there. The Navy vessel's on their way to Jersey. Welcome.
Good morning. Yes. Well, there's been a row brewing over the last couple of days on post-Brexit fishing rights, which your listeners will know is a very contentious issue. And this evening, Boris Johnson has sent two Navy vessels to protect Jersey. And this is after French fishermen threatened to blockade the island's ports, Jersey in the Channel Islands. Two offshore patrol vessels are on their way to St. Helier port tonight. That's because we're expecting around 100 French fishing boats to block the harbour early tomorrow morning, so Thursday morning. And they're angry at Jersey for allegedly dragging its feet in issuing new licenses to their vessels on fishing. Now, yesterday, the French maritime minister threatened to cut electricity to the island, to Jersey, over this issue. That, of course, led to a big political row. Now we have these fishing boats reportedly heading to the harbour tomorrow morning. And so Boris Johnson, while he's called for an urgent de-escalation in tensions this evening between Jersey and France, and said that any blockade would be completely unjustified, has announced that as a precautionary measure, the UK will be sending two offshore patrol vessels to monitor the situation. Now, he spoke with the Jersey's chief minister and the minister of external affairs tonight, and they together stress this need for a de-escalation and for dialogue between France and Jersey on the fishing access. It is really quite a dramatic
Dramatic stuff. Is it also indicative of some of the post-Brexit issues that are going to rear their heads?
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, I think fishing certainly was the issue that led to the talks going right up to the wire. That it was an issue over quotas that they were still debating on Christmas Eve when the deal was finally signed. So, yeah, this is an issue that's not going to go away very easily. And of course, there are such high stakes for fishing communities in France, as in the same way that there are high stakes for fishing communities in the UK. And they do want what they see as their fair access. And at the moment, there's not necessarily a political meeting of minds on that.
What of this threat to turn off the island's electricity supply?
Yeah, so this was the French maritime minister who on Tuesday said that Paris was ready to take retaliatory measures and suggesting it could cut the power to Jersey, which receives 95% of its electricity from France through undersea cables. Jersey introduced these new requirements for boats to submit evidence of their past fishing activities in order to receive a licence to continue operating in Jersey's waters. That's what led to this row, and the French maritime minister made those really rather explosive comments in the French parliament on Tuesday. The UK government hit back, saying that to threaten Jersey like this is completely unacceptable and disproportionate.
Wow. All right. Local elections. What are we going to learn from them?
Well, hopefully quite a lot. It is interesting, I should note, that this sending in the Navy has come on the eve of polling day. I think some cynics might see that as political, but I won't pass judgment on that. But yes, tomorrow is being dubbed Super Thursday for voters. Some 40 million Brits are going to the polls, which is the first sort of polling of scale or voting of scale that we've seen since the 2019 general election, because a number of these votes were postponed from last year. And so it's being seen as a really big test of both Labour and the Conservatives' leadership. You know, questions for Keir Starmer as to how much he's managed to bring Labour up from its very poor position in 2019. And also for the Conservatives, who have had a very difficult year in charge. I don't think there's any doubting that, but are buoyed by the vaccination programme. Prime Minister and Labour leader have been campaigning in various places around the country today. And I mean, this list of polls is really quite extensive in things that people will be voting for. It's both English councils, the Scottish Parliament, the Welsh Senate, city halls, you know, the London mayoral election, for example, is one of them. But the key battleground, I think, that certainly the media will be focused on is Hartlepool, which is going to elect a new MP. Labour have held that seat since its inception in the 1970s. But the constituency backed Brexit in 2016, and in 2019, while it remained Labour, the Brexit Party is considered to have split the Tory vote. And so both, you know, it's a real battleground between Labour and the Conservatives. I think polling does suggest the Conservatives are on course to win it. Today, Boris Johnson tried to kind of say that it was a tough fight and hasn't been Conservative since his inception, trying to play down those polls. And Starmer admitted that it might take longer than 12 months to rebuild the so-called red wall. So, yeah, all eyes very much there. I think, yeah, Tories are expected to win, which will be seen as a big victory for Boris Johnson, taking like a brick out of that red wall. But it will, of course, be a big blow to Keir Starmer, but maybe not a big surprise.
And, of course, in Scotland, a very interesting result around the Scottish National Party leader, Nicola Sturgeon. We will find out. She's the overall majority, doesn't she, in the Scottish Parliament to go for an independence referendum. Much in play. Thank you for the update. Harriet Lyne in the UK.